The following service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan.
Church. Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of our Lord, Savior, Jesus, our Christ. Welcome to worship with us this morning. Today is indeed the day the Lord has made. May our hearts rejoice, may we be glad, and may we join with the psalmist that truly may the meditations of our heart and the thoughts of our mind be pleasing to God. For today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, humbly we come before you today to praise you, to worship you, to fellowship with one another, to encourage each other on our journey, to share in love and grace, in friendship and fellowship. We come now to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along my spirit away. He lives. Salvation to
a reading from 1 John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this, we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? The Word of God for the people of God.
The sermon title this morning isn't a statement but a question. The love of God. As a pastor, and I'm sure that many of you have been here and thought of these things too, but I want to start out with a few questions to kind of get our brains in gear for another little aspect of what we're doing. And that first question is, how many of you grew up with rules in your house? Yeah, chores, requirements. Maybe let's gentle it up a little bit and call them guidelines. I grew up with edicts, which are a lot stronger than commandments. You did them, And if not, you knew things were not going to go so well. How many of you found those guidelines, those rules, those expectations, when you were younger, a little restrictive? Maybe even overbearing somewhat. You could just kind of think about it. But how many of us got along in life and we were thankful for those things? For they instilled in us work ethics, moral values, a willingness to care about things. In this piece of Scripture, John is writing and he says that if we love, if love is in us, then we keep God's commandments, and that proves that we love and that God's commandments are not a burden on us. Now, God's commandments are the big 10, right? Plus one that Jesus gave us. In John 15:16, he talks about to love one another, even as we have been loved, that we would love one another. By this they'll know we are his, that we love one another. That was number 11. We kind of got that. We like that one, right? Really? Do you think Christians really like that one? Boy, you're quiet. You think we're in a Methodist church. So I guess I put the robe on and it became a bad thing to talk. In our lives and in our lives truly, at some point in our journey, we have to realize that God loves us. And while I was growing up, I really did not like the rules. And I wasn't a good rule keeper, and I still struggle with them. I don't like to be told what to do. Do you? We live in Wyoming, so don't sit there and say, yeah, I enjoy it. It's so much fun. You know, we are sort of the people that says, you don't tell us what to do, right? You know, that's what we do. We'll take care of it. You stay out. You mind your business. I'll mind mine, and all's good. You know, that's the rule. So we kind of rebel against those things, and sometimes I've heard people say that rules are made to be broken. They're just a challenge to overcome. You just have to be creative to find the loophole. You know, that's the way it is with rules, right? So maybe we look at those 10 commandments and we go, okay, that first one, I don't really believe he meant it. Not the way it's written. We modify it, right? How many of you know what the first one is? Can you remember? Thou shalt not have any other gods before me, for I am a jealous God. Commandment number 2, love the Lord your God with all your heart. So let's get the big one out of the way. The first one, God's got to be first. If God's first, then the rest of them are easy. If God is first, we find ourselves in the presence of Jesus. If God's first, then the commandments that he gives us keep us out of trouble, right? They're good for us, right? We shouldn't consider them a burden. And I look back on life, and sometimes our hindsight's definitely 20/20. I look back on life, and my goodness, what a mess it would have been if I hadn't have had that structure. If there had not have been those rules that I really disliked. I didn't want to be told that I had to go to bed at 8 o'clock when the sun was still up. I put Nicholas to bed at 8 o'clock. The sun's still up. I can only imagine that he's laying there thinking, why do I have to go to bed? It's not dark. Maybe one day. And then when I got older, and I'm talking about high school, I had to be in the bed at 10. Carrie said it was 9 for her. 9:30. It was 10. Holy smokes, I could get permission sometimes to be out till 11 if there was something special going on. My daddy said, son, there ain't nothing good out there going on past 11. And whatever's going on past 11, you don't need to be part of. I didn't like that. I was guilty of sometimes not keeping it. Slipping out the window. Yeah. But it always came with consequences. You know, I was one of those people that everything I did, I got caught at. Anybody else there? Some people get by with every single thing and never get caught. But not me. It would be the one time that as I went out the window, slammed shut behind me. And Daddy's sleeping about 8 feet from me. And I swear I think you could hear a mouse crawl across the floor, even asleep. And he could beat me. He knew my path. And even if I changed it, he'd catch me. And then my window stopped opening. Even in the summer. He allowed it to be opened enough for a breeze, but not enough for me to squeeze. That was the way that was. So I thought that was difficult. I thought it was hard. And then I look back and I think, experience has taught me, I bet it's taught some of us, that there really wasn't anything I should have been out doing at 14 or 15 years old, past 11 o'clock back in the day. How many of us have noticed that horrible things happen to good people? Anybody noticed that? Yeah. I mean, surely we realize even among us we've heard about surgeries, brain surgeries. We've heard about all kinds of stuff that's going on. One lady's in church. Her sister is almost at the point of death, and they've stopped the cancer treatments and things like that. So there's stuff going on, isn't there? Have you watched the news lately? But how many of us think it's a little lopsided? Now be honest. That bad things really shouldn't happen to good people. Do we think that? Or maybe, do we think more bad things happen to good people than bad things happening to bad people? Does it seem like those other people are getting off scot-free sometimes? No. Silence. Now, we notice that there is bad things happen to good people, right? Now, how many of you, and oh boy, if I've been asked in 25 years of ministry, if there's been one question that's reoccurred over and over, here it is. If God loves us, .. Why? Why is there cancer? Why is there pain? Why is there suffering in the world? Why are kids killed in high schools? People ran over on sidewalks with sketchy vans. That's, Trinity calls them sketchy vans. I don't know if it was sketchy or not, but why is there hospitals full of people? Why are children abused? Others beaten? If God loves us, why is that among us? Anybody thought about that? Isn't that the big question? Isn't it? This is yes. This is no. This is silence. Which may be read as, I don't want to talk about this. Where are you going with this, Pastor? It's the big question, isn't it? It is the elephant in the room for us as Christians. I remember Jesus going out to a tomb where his friend Lazarus had been for 4 days. And all around that tomb were other tombs. And in that graveyard were many dead people. And they gathered around to see what Jesus would do. And Jesus has them roll the stone away. And they go, no, 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 don't do that, Jesus. He stinks. He's been in there for 4 days now. He stinks. And Jesus wept. That's the verse you always want to remember as a kid, right? Jesus wept. That's your, if you get to pick one, that's it. That's the shortest one. Every dead body, every tomb was a witness against him being the life. And now stood Jesus in front of his friend's tomb, and he weeps. He weeps for a lot of different reasons. One was unbelief. They couldn't believe what was going to happen. The other reason that he cried was he could see and feel their pain. He could see and feel that they were hurting too. So as we look at Jesus now, he stands before that question that had to be on the hearts and minds of all of those people, didn't it? And they actually said to Jesus, if you had have been here, he wouldn't have died. The what if and the whys. And Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. And we know the story. And Lazarus comes out of the grave alive again. This passage of Scripture also says that our faith, take the word conquer out of that, because in the Greek that's the wrong one, and it's used twice. It's actually overcomes. The word there is overcome. Our faith overcomes the world. The book of Job gives us the example of a good man by God's own words who suffers much. And if you look at the book of Job and you say, well, why did Job suffer? You missed the point of the book. My friends, if you haven't learned this by now, suffering is a given in the world around us today. Yes, bad things happen to everyone. Maybe we think it happens more to the good than the bad because we're around the good and we see it. But they got problems too. Or maybe it's our sense of justice and fairness that's kind of got us skewed. We do live in the time of entitlement. And not only do people feel entitled to stuff, but they actually feel they deserve things. We have phrases that float around out there, God-given rights. The only thing God gave you was life and free will. And now you get to choose to take your direction. God loves us so much that he sent Christ into the world. That proves God's love for us. He did not withhold his very own son. And John goes down and talks about the water and the blood and Christ and the Holy Spirit. Those give us hope. So how do we answer the question if God loves us? God does love us because he didn't desert us. He didn't leave us. He came and joined with us, became one of us, and suffered as do we. God understands every pain that you have, every time of trial and tribulation that you face. He understands it. And what he does is he says, let me hold you. Let me go with you. There is stuff that's going to happen to every one of us. Looking at Job, it is a why, it's when, and how. Some of us have lived long enough now to know we're not exempt from painful things in our lives. But the greatest promise that we have in the whole of the book, from the words of Jesus our Christ, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My friends, the reality is suffering in this life happens. It's what we do about it that becomes our faith. And that faith in God in Christ Jesus lets us overcome whatever we may face. God's love is strong enough to see us through the darkest of our days. is strong enough to see us through the sleepless nights and the wringing of hands and the tear-filled eyes. Is strong enough to hold us in the strongest of storms. It is strong enough to let us walk on the water despite the waves. You see, that's the miracle of God, the miracle of faith, and the love of God for every single one of us. It's available in Christ Jesus. The love of God, it's real. And it'll take you through whatever you may face. Whether it's a mountaintop in joys extraordinaire, or the darkest of a valley that you've never been in before. The love of God poured out on the cross, given to us for every moment of the day. God is with us. Let us not grow weary of his presence or find his love commandments burdensome, but let us find grace and hope in Christ, God's love. Amen. Amen, and heads bowed, eyes closed for just a minute. We'll prepare our hearts to come to his table. As we prepare our hearts to come before his table, he invites all who love him. And here we open it, we have an open table that you can bring and come regardless of age or any other thing. You're welcome to come to the table today. Do you know God's love in every situation? Mountaintops and valleys low. For it is the love of God that never falters or fails. It is the love of God that lets us know that Romans 8:28 is true, that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. It is the love of God that can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph, that can take a broken heart and teach it to love again, to take a broken life and to rebirth it, not resuscitate, but to give it new life. May we know God's love that is Christ Jesus. Amen. May God's grace and peace go with you, bless you, and keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his love live in you, and may you share that love in the world around you. May we go as the church into the world to share God's love, grace, and mercy in all that we do and all that we say. Truly, may we honor God and glorify his name. Now go in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.